Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 12th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, one of the biggest questions I've been asked since iOS 18 was unveiled at WWDC is how exactly ChatGPT is integrated. Apple announced its partnership with OpenAI on Monday and explained that ChatGPT basically exists as a fallback for Siri when Siri can't answer a question that it's asked. Apple emphasized that this is something they are referring to as broad world knowledge. That's a broad answer, but it turns out there are at least two specific instances in which an Apple Intelligence user may want to call upon ChatGPT. First is text composition. Apple Intelligence has a lot of expertise when working with text. It's a sophisticated copy editing tool that's capable of summarizing bodies of text and even transforming tone to be more professional or friendlier. But you shouldn't expect Apple Intelligence to write the first draft of your email from scratch, and instead, Apple is integrating ChatGPT for that capability. So essentially, at least in its current form, Apple Intelligence is not capable of generating text from nothing and will instead pass that off to ChatGPT on iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS Sequoia. Here's another example of a scenario in which Apple Intelligence will pass something off to ChatGPT. Imagine that you're gifted a houseplant and you snap a photo of the subject with your iPhone, ask Siri about the plant type, and want to find out how to best care for that plant. With your permission, tasks like that will use ChatGPT. The image will be passed on to ChatGPT for more information, and the answer will be returned via iOS 18 natively. Apple emphasizes that your data stays private and ChatGPT integration is free to use, but for paying ChatGPT customers, Apple's system-wide integration will be compatible with OpenAI accounts to unlock paid features. And as we talked about yesterday, OpenAI is only Apple's first partner for integration with iOS 18, and the company hopes to make other agreements with other large language models in the future. Next up today, iOS 18 includes a couple of notable changes to iPhone battery health and charging settings. In the Settings app in iOS 18, iPhone 15 users will see several new options for setting a charge limit, under the Battery menu, then under Charging. Previously, Apple let you set an 80% charge limit, but they've now added more granular options to set charge limits of 85%, 90%, and 95%. So if you enable one of those charge limits, your iPhone will never charge past that number without your permission. iOS 18 also includes a new feature that can tell you if you're using a slow charger to recharge your iPhone. Apple has redesigned the battery level chart in the Settings app with a new orange color that indicates use of a slow charger. The battery level graph shows a history of your iPhone charging habits over the last 24 hours and 10 days, and wherever you see an orange segment on that graph, that indicates you are using a slow charger. And if you're actively charging with a slow charger, you'll also see a warning message in this menu as well. We are sponsored this week by SetApp. For a single monthly subscription of $10, SetApp gives you access to over 240 apps on your Mac. Using the link in the show notes, you can become a SetApp member and get full access for free for 7 days. With SetApp, you can install as many apps as you want and browse its curated collection for ideas of new Mac apps to try. Just think of a task you'd like to complete, then open SetApp, search by that task, find a collection of apps suited for you, and get to work on getting things done. SetApp membership includes full access to all apps on SetApp, app updates, and new releases. Again, just hit the link in the show notes to sign up for SetApp and get started today with a free, fully featured 7-day trial, then just $10 a month going forward. It's easily the best $10 I spend every month, so hit the link in the show notes to get started today. To round out today, let's go over some new features coming to the Apple Wallet app with iOS 18 this year. Tap to Cash is one of the headlining features of iOS 18, and it gives users the ability to send and receive Apple Cash by holding iPhone devices together. So this means you don't have to share your phone number or any other identifying information to complete Apple Cash transactions. Just open the Wallet app, tap two iPhones together, and pay or receive money. Apple has also detailed a new Tap to Provision feature coming to Apple Wallet this year. Once available, this feature will let users add new credit or debit cards to Apple Wallet by simply tapping that card on the back of their iPhone. Apple also says that event tickets in Apple Wallet will receive their greatest transformation ever thanks to iOS 18. Event tickets will feature a beautiful new design and richer experience that can put key information at a user's fingertips. This can include things like a venue map, parking information, and local forecasts from Apple Weather. Starting this year, Apple says that users will be able to pay with Apple Pay when using a third-party web browser and computer. Users will just need to scan a code from the website using their iPhone, then complete the payment with Apple Pay from their iPhone. Finally, Apple Pay and Apple Wallet are also adding integration with rewards and installment payments from other banks. Perhaps most notably, Apple says that users in the United States will be able to apply for financing directly through Affirm when they check out with Apple Pay. These new features will roll out starting with iOS 18 this fall. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.